The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number three, hour three of our terrestrial radio show repackaged here in the podcast format. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Should Peyton Manning's stamp of approval carry weight in the NFL? Peyton has given his blessing to a certain coaching candidate. And how did the Bengals' Brian Callahan zoom up the coaching ranks? And why do we have such a stagnation in the coaching nation of the NFL? A lot of jobs still open. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more right now in hour number three. Here it is. Peyton's place. What is Peyton's place? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. The monarchy, as we skyrocket into your ears, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and utopianly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the court, the kangaroo court of the overnight. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So I leave this hour coming from the coaching carousel, which is going round and round very slowly, very, very slowly. Now, you might remember at the end of last week, Carolina hired Frank Reich as their coach, and that was supposed to open the floodgates to all these other coaching hires. So the weekend went and passed. Monday has come and gone. And if you look at the traffic report, traffic on the ones, gridlock. Gridlock on the highways and byways. The Broncos, Texans, Cardinals, and Colts are all wading through the mire of options available to them. There are new murmurs that the Indy job has had some movement. There's also some speculation that the Texans have decided on who they want as their coach. We're going to focus on Indy for right now because that's where the news is. We go where the news of the day takes us. And if you've not heard, perhaps not, we are told that the Bengals, fresh off their last-second defeat at the hands of Kansas City, their offensive coordinator, Brian Callahan, has been given the blessing of a NFL legend, Peyton Manning, the Colts legend, Broncos legend. Yeah, Peyton Manning has chimed in and has said, I like that Brian Callahan. He's my choice. And people are making a big deal about this. State-sponsored NFL media, the Pravda News Service of Pro Football, tells us that Indy is working on bringing Callahan to town for a second interview that could happen later on this week by midweek. The Arizona Cardinals, who can't get anyone to take their job because they have to coach a video game guy, they are planning on also talking to the aforementioned Brian Callahan of Cincinnati. So as you can tell, Callahan has suddenly become the popular pick by popular people. He's moving up the charts for a head coaching job, even though 2 days ago no one had ever heard of him, but now he's the hot name. So let us discuss. Let's focus in on the Peyton part of this, because to me, that's the interesting part of the story. I think you'll agree. So the question is, thumbs up or thumbs down, should Peyton Manning's rubber stamp of approval carry weight with teams like the Colts and the Cardinals? So I am going thumbs down. I'm going thumbs down on this. I've got Kiss, Fantasyland, and Runt. And we will combine all of these things together. And we are going to make a sideline jockey is what we're going to make, which is what these coaches are. They're sideline jockeys. So first of all, Peyton Manning, you're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy. When it comes to coaching advice, I can think of about 10,000 people, some of them sports talk radio callers, that I would rather take advice from on who a coach should be as a head coach than Peyton Manning. Now, I realize it makes for a nice story that Peyton Manning's a big name and a lot of fanboys worship and genuflect at Peyton Manning's feet. I get it. But Manning, he goes out there, he champions a candidate. And the media, like cockroaches, scurry around. Oh, Peyton Manning wants this guy to be a coach. And the people that are unsophisticated fall for this. They worship Peyton Manning, everything Peyton Manning does. Now, we on this side of the microphones are not rubes. So don't let your guard down. And more importantly, do not be led down the garden path. Until proven otherwise, Peyton Manning's endorsement is the kiss of death. The kiss of death from Peyton Manning. Brian Callahan, if I'm owning an NFL team and Peyton Manning says, hey, I like this guy, you know what I do? I say I now consider him undesirable. I'll tell you why. Peyton Manning has a track record, all right, and it ain't a good one. And if you look at this, this is classic nepotism. This guy Callahan, who no one ever heard of, was an offensive assistant with Peyton Manning when he was playing in Colorado. Ding, 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 ding. That's the story right there. It's hire a friend. That's the story. Peyton Manning is known to blindly endorse stooges that coached him in Indy and in Denver. The most famous of all, the debacle of debacles. Two words. Crazy eyes. Crazy eyes. Peyton Manning is the one that personally spoke to New York Jets ownership and advocated for Adam Gase. Crazy eyes. And the Jets owner, very braggadocious, I talked to Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning said this is the guy I should hire. And they did. They hired Adam Gase, who gave the organization a greater case of gangrene. He led the green machine for a total of a little over 30 games and only won 9 of them. 9-23. 9-20. That's the guy Peyton Manning recommended. You don't live that one down. And with rare exceptions, my entire life, the great athlete is a horrible judge of talent among players and coaches. All you need to know is Michael Jordan. How long has Michael Jordan been running the fledgling NBA team in Charlotte? And it's been a debacle.
Garbage.
Throughout. Magic Johnson was an executive with the Lakers. How did that work out? Isaiah Thomas. A lot of these guys are NBA guys. But the,
it's not trigonometry.
The greats, it does not often work out for the greats. It doesn't. And the final thought on all this, right? I mean, you look around here, and you know how did Brian Callahan zoom up the coaching ranks? All right, that part is easy. Cookie cutter. The Bengals, this is the cliche thing to do. The Bengals went on a run. Joe Burrow's the hot name at the quarterback position, so you poach the Cincinnati coaching staff. And Brian Callahan is another one of these guys that went into the family business. He's the son of a former Raiders and Nebraska coach, Bill Callahan. And in my years in sports radio, one of the great drops that we've ever played was when Bill Callahan was coaching in Oakland. And the Raiders, things were not going well for the Raiders. And he got up at the dais and said, he said the following. He said, we've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game. One of the all-time great jobs. It's hilarious. And after that, he still got the Nebraska job. He still got the Nebraska job. And the NFL coaching world, I've determined it's like a trip to Fantasyland at Disney. It's a small world. After all, it's a small, small world. Father-son combos are all the rage. It's been that way for years. This is not a revelation. This is not something new. It's been that way. And there's another one in the pipeline, the Callahan pipeline. You got Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, the son of Mike, legendary Bronco coach. You've got Sean McVay, whose grandpa was an executive in the Bay Area. We've saw Nathaniel Hackett, the son of an NFL assistant. Paul Hackett get a head coaching job in Denver. And you get your foot in the door. It's very hard to get your foot in the door in the coaching world, but if your father happens to be a coach in the NFL, he knows people, can help you out. I'd be doing Morning Drive if my dad was a – I told my dad passed away a couple years ago. I told him, I said, listen, if you were a radio guy, I'd be doing Morning Drive somewhere. My dad was into radio, but he was into ham radio. There's no money in ham radio, but, I mean, please. All right, again, the last thought on this. So why do we have such a stagnation on the coaching carousel? After a cursory investigation, a minutes-long Mather investigation, there's a lot of variables here, but at first glance, the thing that stands out like a sore thumb, these are not good jobs. Now, there's no such thing as a bad job in the NFL, but there are jobs that are better than other jobs, and these jobs are the runt of the litter. The Cardinals, Colts, Texans, and Broncos are FUBAR. They are FUBAR jobs. They are distorted or damaged in one way or another or both. The Cardinals, as mentioned, have little Napoleon, the gamer at quarterback. Indy, they've got the party hardy owner, Jim Irsay, hanging out, overseeing while he's buying Liberace's piano. You've got Houston, another crap owner, no talent. Denver, you are saddled with Mr. Unlimited, the albatross contract and diminishing skills. Wouldn't be a problem if he was good. So you also have a shortage of great candidates and a paralysis of analysis of trying to figure out what makes a good coach. What is the secret sauce? And it becomes a pressure point. You typically only get one shot to be a head coach in the NFL. You have to be good to get a second shot. Normally. There are exceptions. Adam Gase sucked in Miami, but he got another job because Peyton Manning said, I like this guy. But normally, you only get one shot unless you've done something. And if you take the Cardinal job or the Texans job, you get paid a lot of money, but in terms of long-term employment, you're doomed to be an assistant the rest of your career. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that? You can join us here. The lines are open. If you have something to say, if you don't have anything to say, don't call. We're okay with that. We've got plenty of content for you. We don't need your call, but if you want to call, it'd be great to talk to you. And we've had some new callers, which is kind of cool. We've had some new voices. I like that. We've mixed in. That's what we like. We want to mix in some of our regulars and then some of the new people. It's like the perfect mix. It's our proprietary blend is what it is. If you'd like to be part, 877-99 on Fox. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. And you can be part of this. Now, here is the Maller riddle of the day. I love this one. This is great. So NBA star Anthony Edwards recently said that he eats more than 20 bags of blank each week. All right. Again, Minnesota Timberwolves star, NBA slam dunk guru Anthony Edwards recently said that he eats more than 20 bags of blank every week. That is the Maller riddle of the day. The answer, we're going to get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game, bro.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You can be a one percenter. Studies show more than 244 million American adults listen to the radio each month, but only 1% actually contribute content. You can join that small fraternity of P1s on the Ben Maller Show. It is painless and simple. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24. And he might give great clues just like that if he is selected as one of the participants in Maller's Mountain of Money coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And a programming note, now we have a lot of people that are, we call them game show whores. We can call them game show sluts if you want, whatever the case. But they call up only for the game shows. And here's the deal. Now, we are going to play the game later this hour, but it's a baseball-heavy show. So if you haven't watched a baseball game since you were like 6 years old, it's probably going to be a problem. All right, I'm warning you right now. So if you're one of our game show whores that calls up to play these games, we are warning you. We're warning you. You gotta know your baseball. So if you're not a baseball person, I get it. But we will have that coming up a little bit later in the hour. And next hour we have Sight the Bite. Yeah, talking baseball. What are we, a couple weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training?
2 months from opening day.
There's still time.
I don't care.
No. There's still time for the Dodgers to fire Dave Roberts and get Roberto back on Twitter. That could be the big surprise right there. Any free agents left? I haven't looked. I stopped paying attention.
No.
I saw Zach Greinke, guy. He went to the Royals.
That's a 1 year deal.
It's exciting. Zach Greinke, back for another year in Kansas City. Yeah. Was that on the air or off the air?
That was
off the air. All right. Coop said something very funny. Say that on the air. Go ahead. No. Man. Yeah, I'm not really feeling like, usually around this time, I'm like, I can't wait for spring training. I'm like,
I would be excited if the Angels had been sold to somebody and we had new ownership and going into this season, with a fresh start.
Does it make you feel better, Coop? They were in the late stages of a deal. Does it make you feel better that they were in the final stages when Artie Moreno backed out for a record-setting price? Does that make you happy? No?
I know, $3 billion. He could have doubled his net worth. The dude's only worth like $4 billion.
But he'd just be another. He'd be another rich guy. But I did see here now, Coop, there was some chatter that the Angels are talking with Zach Britton, who that would have been good like 5 years ago. That would have been a great pickup, but not now, not so much. I mean, he was a good closer for the Orioles. And then I think he's had shoulder surgery, right? That's why he's available.
Yeah. I had no idea that he wasn't still on the Orioles. he's been on the Yankees since 2018, apparently.
Yeah, he went to the Yanks. I don't know. I'm looking at some of the other names here. Like, I don't know. I mean, these are not exciting
Michael
names.
Michael Wacha's still available.
Michael Wacha Wacha.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that would have been good 10 years ago, too.
Yeah. He was actually all right last year for the Red Sox.
He was not bad. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was all right. He wants, like, a lot of money. It's not my money. What the
hell? I'm looking forward to baseball because these guys actually play. So
that is true. Unlike the other basketball, well, hockey they play too. But yeah, that is correct. Baseball players actually.
And I want to thank the Lakers for letting Lakers fans know that a day ahead of time that LeBron and AD weren't going to play. So yeah. I don't have to waste my time.
Well, that's good for the Laker fans. I don't know what it does for the Brooklyn Nets fan that 7 months ago bought tickets to that game. I don't know what it does for that guy, but it's for everyone else. God, what a plague, what a shame. All right, I got to pay off the Maller riddle of the day. What am I doing here? I'm getting carried away with this hot baseball talk. I did see, though, that before I get to the Maller riddle of the day, that the Dodgers, now their lineup is set, Roberto. So the Dodger lineup is set. No more additions. They're good to go. They're going to play Max Muncy at third base. What could go wrong there? Gavin Lux, he's going to be the shortstop. Is there a worse defensive infield on that side than Gavin Lux and Max Muncy? Holy crap. Don't hit it that way, right? That would be – just don't hit it that way.
I will be at the Fan Fest on Saturday.
Oh, you will? Will you be – if Dave Roberts is there, will you
say
hello?
Yeah, I'll heckle the crap out of him, yeah.
All right. They've got what? Miguel Vargas is that the?
Yeah, he'll be the
shortstop, second baseman. All right, this is very exciting. So all right, Dodger
Miguel
baseball.
Vargas. Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how he hits.
Yeah. All right. Here's the Maller Riddle of the Day. NBA star Anthony Edwards says that he eats more than 20 bags of blank each week. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. What is the answer? And let's see here. Page down. Does anyone know the answer? A lot of people reacting to Poppy vanishing from the show. Clam says that the answer is some kind of mint from Maine. I don't think we can say the full name there. Oscar got it right, clearly cheating. Sawman says Anthony Edwards eats a bag of Rocky Mountain oysters smothered in ranch dressing. He says courtesy flusher is going with beer and brat tater chips. Who knew that was a thing? Big Greg in Iowa says 20 bags of dirt. Ferg Dog in SoCal says that Anthony Edwards eats 20 bags of kibbles and bits dog food. Milkman Mike in Colorado is going with bags of Oreos. Late night drug tester says the answer to the Mallard riddle of the day is beer can chicken. All right. Donkey Sausage says edible panties is what he eats. Well, that's a different topic. Bags of nuggets, a certain kind of nugget from Kevin in Florida. Who else do we have? Page down. Goose poo, guessed by the very active Stevie Meatballs. Fudgy in Boston is going with gummy bears as his answer. Jeff in Oklahoma says the answer is these nuts is the answer. Very nice there. Let's see. Justin in Cincinnati is going with 20 bags of pure uncut Colombian cocaine. That's what Justin enjoys. Nerds Candy from listener Mason in Huntington Beach. Double O Mexican's going with Laffy Taffy as his answer. Packing Peanuts, guessed by Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. All right, Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? This is very important. This is the answer to the Mallard riddle of the day. NBA star Anthony Edwards recently said that he eats more than 20 bags of blank.
Extra Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
You're going with Extra Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Well, that is kind of, it's in the ballpark, but I don't think you're not right, Eddie. You're not quite right. It's Chester's Hot Fries. That's what he loves. I've never had those. Are those good?
Nah.
No?
I've never eaten at Chester's before.
Well, no, it's a spinoff, right? Of yeah. They look okay.
I believe they're made by Cheetos.
I think so. Yeah. I think, yeah, Chester's the mascot of Cheetos.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You got to know your mascots, Eddie. But Chester's Hot Fries. In a recent interview with GQ, Minnesota Timberwolves basketball player Anthony Edwards said, quote, I've been eating them since I was probably like 5 years old. I prefer these over any chips in the world, he said. He claims he eats at least 3 bags a day. How great is that?
That cannot be good for you.
This guy's a professional basketball player. I love this guy. Remember when he was talking about his addiction, was it fast food earlier this year? And Carl Anthony Towns was like educating him and all this stuff. You gotta eat healthy. Your body is your temple and all that nonsense. And this guy's downing 3 bags.
I don't know that that's nonsense. I think he actually is.
No,
probably
but
right on
but
that.
No, it'll catch up with you at some point. But
might,
for now,
might get to play an extra year or two if he eats better.
Nah, but Eddie, I think you've got to enjoy your youth. And
yeah,
this
he's
guy,
still young, man.
He's a young punk, yeah. Man. This guy is a young kid. He's
like,
what is
24,
he?
24, 23?
Something like that. I don't know how. He's in his early 20s. And so, yeah, he's 21, man. Come on. He was in high school a couple years ago. You can do whatever you want at 21. Now, when you get to 30, you start those IOUs come, you know, the receipts, as the Jets coach likes to say, becomes a problem. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on. Coop, have you ever had Chester's Hot Fries? Have you ever had those, Coop?
I have not.
All right. Would you eat them?
Do yeah.
I mean, they look okay, right?
Yeah, my daughter liked them for about a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, this has got to be. Like, that's the mascot of Cheat. It's a Frito-Lay product. Yeah. Not that expensive. It's only $2, so you can buy them online right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We talked about it on yesterday's show, the kerfuffle there in New York with the Empire State Building being lit up green in honor of the Philadelphia Eagles. Interesting that the Empire State Building, at least their Twitter account, no apologies from them. They stood by their decision to honor.
Well, didn't the mayor of New York come out and trash, say we made
a
mistake?
He said something like that. It got away from us or something like that.
Why did it get away from us?
I don't know. But the Empire State Building, they didn't back down from it, didn't apologize. They say that this is what they do to recognize events, you know, in the world with different colors.
In the world?
They later lit up the Empire State Building red to honor the Kansas City Chiefs. So they're not backing down from their decision to put the green up for the Eagles and, of course, the rivals there of the New York football
Giants. Now, are they still gouging tourists when they come to New York to go to the top, to the observation deck at the –
I don't know, but I may be gouged next year. Or
are you going
year.
To New York? Are you?
Yeah, Chargers are playing the Jets. So.
Oh, you want to stay at my brother's place there? He's got a place. Yeah.
I mean, you think he'd be okay with that?
Probably not.
Yeah,
probably not. I don't think he don't even let me stay there.
Well, like, then
all right, take
not.
A guess. Now, I did. You know, when I first went to New York years ago. My brother, when he moved there, I did all the tourist stuff. I haven't done it in years. It was expensive when I did it. How much do you think it costs right now? Starting price for an adult to go to the 86th floor, the observation deck at the Empire State Building. Take a guess here. Closest one wins.
Well, Roberto's always going to screw me over with that $1
thing. Yeah, that's true. Go ahead. Chop, chop.
$75?
$75. All right. You're always so bad at this, Eddie.
Why?
Such a. All right, Roberto.
Because Eddie got it spot on. That's
no,
why.
No.
I'm going to say $50.
All right.
Oh.
You guys are really ruining my game. Go ahead there, Koopaloop.
What do you think it should be? $10? I mean, you can't buy anything for $10.
All right, go ahead, Coop.
I'm gonna go $69.99.
Well, unfortunately, you've all gone over the Showcase Showdown price, and you get nothing. You guys, what's wrong with you? You guys suck at this.
You made it sound like it was outrageous.
To me, hold on a second. Now, I've done this. Have you done it before? You've probably done it, right?
Yeah.
You go into a building. You go into an elevator. You get out of an elevator. They're charging per adult $44. To me, that seems like a pretty pricey elevator ride. $44 to go up to the 86th floor to look out at the other skyscrapers. That seems like a ripoff to me. And you guys ruined my game because you all went over that. And now it's like a bargain to go to the Empire State Building.
I wonder what it cost when I did it. Like I was back in like 97 or 98.
I did it in the 90s too, and I think it was like $25 or something like that, which I thought was obscene at that time. And now it's another like an extra $20 almost. But the good news, if you got kids, it's only $38. It's only $38. And if you're a senior, you save a whopping $2 if you're a senior. Really looking out for the old people, aren't they? Way to go there. Man alive. All right, let's get this game going here. What do you say?
Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, here we go. It is time now for Maller's Mountain of Money. This portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Let's welcome in our contestants. And we've got Angry Bill. He's a baseball guy. Hello, Angry Bill.
I'm the man for the baseball guy, Ben. How you doing?
All right. This is right in your wheelhouse, right here.
Oh, you got it. Send it down a plate, buddy.
The pride of Nutley, New Jersey. He's been waiting his entire life for this moment. It's going to be amazing.
Nothing else.
Yes. You have nothing else to look forward to. All right, hold on a sec. I see some regulars. I think line three played last week, Coop, right? I believe line three played last week, yes. Yes, I think it was a debacle. So we can't have line three play again. So that means I think line five played last week, too, I think. I don't know. Line five. You played last week, didn't you, line five?
No. I called, and I used a suggestion you didn't like.
Oh, okay. All right, well, line five is Slim the Trucker. Hello, Slim the Trucker.
Hey, what's up, Ben Maller?
You a baseball guy?
A little bit.
I need more than a little bit.
Yeah, I need more than a little bit. I am.
You sure about that?
Sure, why not?
All right. Should I quiz this guy in baseball, Roberto? Ask him a little quiz here. All right, who was the American League MVP last year?
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. That's an easy one. That's a layup.
I'm sorry.
You don't know who the American League Most Valuable Player was last year?
In 2022?
Yes, 2022. You're looking it up right now. You're Googling it.
No, I'm
Holy
not.
No, this I'm not. You can't play the game. You don't know baseball.
No, okay. It was Shohei.
No! Oh, my God. All right. You're out of the game. The guy Aaron Judge set a record for home runs in the American League, and you didn't even know. All right.
Uh-oh.
Jed Houflette, are you there, Jed?
He did play last week.
He did. That's what I'm saying. But we don't have anybody. Jed.
Aaron Judge, Paul Goldschmidt.
All right.
There you go.
You got it right. He doesn't sound as high as he was last week. All right. Hold on a sec. Angry Bill, who'd you like to partner up with, Angry Bill?
I there's nothing else in life I'd rather do, Ben. I got to partner up with you.
Oh, what a match. Just like a 9-year-old girl. Unbelievable. All right, very good. Hold
she
on.
Just, she just left.
All right, wow. Jed Houflette, Jed.
Hey, is this really contingent upon modern-day baseball knowledge? I did Google that. I definitely did Google that.
Okay.
I know older baseball knowledge very well.
All right, hurry up!
All right, Justin Cooper.
Good. Good. Good pick. All right.
Elmo, hey, Ben Maller.
What are the categories? Hurry up, please.
All right, gentlemen, this is Maller's Mountain of Money, the Christian Bale edition. He turned 49 years old on Monday. The categories are Empire of the Sun, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Batman Begins, and The Big Short. Bill was on first.
Hold on a sec. Bill, what do you want, Bill?
What else can me and you go with, Ben, but the Fat Man?
Well, yeah, it's right in our wheelhouse. Come on. Exactly. All right.
The Big Short? Is that what you're...
Yeah, The Big Short. Fat Man.
Okay.
It's the fat category.
I guess, no, Batman probably, right? Fat Man, Batman?
I'm going to go with Batman.
He heard Fat Man. So
no, Ben's trying to pick his category here, Coop, is what
no,
I'm
not,
saying.
No, I'm confused.
Bill, which category were you picking?
He thought you said Fat Man, so he's picking Batman is what he's picking.
Oh, okay.
Right, Bill?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill picks Batman Begins.
What are we doing?
Jed, which category would you pick?
We made a long story, The Big Short.
All right.
The Big Short.
All right.
All right, everyone, hold on there. We will have, in its entirety, this riveting edition of Maller's Mountain of Money. Who is going to win? Get your bets in. Who's going to win? We'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is a sports take invention lab by night. Enhance your listening experience. Chaperone Big Ben on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. Put your stamp on our proprietary blend of unique features such as lame jokes and Ask Ben by contributing content. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Right to the game we go. This portion brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. And it's Maller's Mountain of Money. The teams are set. Angry Bill is with me, Ben. Coop is with Jed, who fled. And Angry Bill, you picked Batman Begins as the category. Angry Bill, these athletes were all born rich. They were all born rich. All right, you ready?
Ready.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock. We're on our way. Go. Starting quarterback for the Chiefs right now in the Super Bowl. Star for the Golden State Warriors, the sharpshooter for the Golden State Warriors. Splash Brother.
Not a clue, buddy.
He should get the next one.
No,
all right, white guy from the Bad Boy Pistons in the 80s.
What about a 9-year-old girl? Oh. A fat guy. Not a clue. They're not.
All right, the game's over. That's it. All right, there we go. Angry Bill is now banned for life. From the games. He is now banned from life. For life. Hey. Coop, what was the screening process like? What was the screening process?
Well, the irony is that I said there were two baseball categories, and they both chose the non-baseball categories.
Well, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't know who Patrick Mahomes is Curry, I mean, what do we do? He's a moron, and he's toxic on the radio. But that gives us more time. How great is that? We have more time to do sports talk radio. Who wants these dumb games?
So you won, Coop. Congratulations.
But no, he didn't get one right.
We're using this board next week.
Coop cares about.
Coop doesn't. He doesn't really care whether or not the integrity of the game. No one got it right. But and we will have no regulars will play next week. I'm announcing right now. None of the regulars are playing next week. So not Jed Who Fled. None of these dopes that call every week to play the games. Certainly not Angry Bill. He's never playing again. As long as I'm here and doing these dopey game shows, he's done. It's over, Bill. Ha ha! Chuckles the clown over there. Ha ha ha, you loser. He gone. Now, I didn't want to get to this at some point. We'll get to it right now. So I was bummed out to hear one of the heroes of my childhood is in some really bad shape with his health. I guess you could say the man did not have enough children's chewables when he was a kid. Although when I was a kid, I ate many of his children's chewables Hulk Hogan. Did you see the report on Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster? I was a Hulkamaniac growing up, man. Professional wrestling, that was right in my wheelhouse. The golden era for me when I was growing up with professional wrestling. Well, Hulk Hogan, according to Kurt Angle, he said that Hogan had back surgery and he's walking now with a cane. And after the surgery, he cannot feel his lower body. So he's able to walk with a cane, you see, but he does not have. How's that work? But are you able?
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't get.
Are
how
you
that
able
can
to
happen.
Walk without being able to feel your? But that's what. Are you saying Kurt Angle's making that up? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying that?
I'm saying he may be misinformed.
Yeah, Hulk has been making random appearances and all that, but yeah, he looks like his things are not going great for him. But considering how many wrestlers, like the era I grew up in, Eddie, with wrestling, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of, they're pretty much all gone. Yeah, they're pretty much all gone. It's the legends. They've moved on to the.
Wow.
Well, that's not. I mean, what was that? What are you doing here? But when I was a kid, Eddie, I used the Hulk vitamins. I was convinced I could eat. I gained the most weight. How did I really become fat? WWF, they were called back then. They came up with these ice cream bars.
That was delicious, man.
Freaking great. And I
can't believe they got rid of that.
I love that. And every Saturday morning, me and Gene Okerlund would say, don't forget to get your ice cream bars with the WWF logo. And my mom would, God rest her soul, she'd buy boxes.
Inside of it had a card of a wrestler inside of it?
Yeah, yeah. It was great, man. I love those things. But then I figured I could eat as many of them I want because Hulk Hogan also told me to take the vitamins. And so I'd take the chewables and then I'd be good. I'd look.
That worked out.
I'd look like. Well, I became morbidly obese, but I did take a lot of the vitamins and anything they put the logo of the wrestlers on. I was all about it. But I mean, Hulk's still he's still with us and all that. But he's not doing particularly well. But he's on the right side of the grass, so he's got that going for him there. But I was bummed out to hear about that because listen, when I was a kid, Hulk Hogan, big part of it. Professional Andre the Giant, that era of professional wrestling, that was like, man, it was great. Those were massive events in the eyes of a child.
Brother.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.